This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on March 11th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. Yes, Monday Night Trivia. And I'm somewhat prepared for you. I say somewhat prepared because, of course, you went through a time change. I know you're the ones who should be all up in the air over that. However, for me, doing this from Arizona, the show starts an hour earlier. And so it was about 20 minutes ago. I was out eating dinner and talking to John. And I said, you know, show starts in 20 minutes. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, daylight savings time this weekend. He said, no. I said, yeah, really? Uh-huh. And so that was it for dinner. Home we came and back to the studio here. And in fact, I somewhat prepped for you. Yeah, I say somewhat. I have a question, by the way. I always throw one out. And if you get it, that's great. I also have a bumper theme. And if you get that, that's great. If you know the artist doing the bumper music, that's good too. Yeah. And if you don't know my bumpers and you can't fathom what my question might be, well then, you may in fact have your own category and sky is the limit because everybody knows something about something. It's not possible you don't have some area of expertise. Well, strut your stuff tonight. 888-876-5593. That's 888. 88-R-O-L-L-Y-E. And with that in mind, I guess I should throw out the question. All right. Well, of course, it's Oscar time, TV show last night and all that. And it's the norm that stars appearing on the Oscars telecast wear borrowed jewelry. The carat count was exceptionally high this year, by the way. Whether it's Tiffany or Louis Vuitton or any of the big players, they're all happy to get their gems on famous necks, on loan, of course, for the Oscars. In one case, it was $20 million for a necklace alone, not this year, however. They're insured, of course, but, you know, usually that's just a formality because no one loses them. Well, I want to know what star lost the most expensive piece of jewelry ever at the Oscars. All right. Yeah, lost. And for extra credit, you can tell me what and when. But yes, so yeah, you saw a lot of jewels last night. Far as I know, nobody lost any of them. But with that in mind, at one point somebody did. Yeah, who was that? 888-876-5593. 888-Raleigh. And we're going to kick it over with Barry. Now, Barry is our idiot savant for all things Beatles, but he's going for advertising this time. So how are you, Barry?
Great. How are you doing, Raleigh?
I can't complain. So here we go. I don't think I've asked you this before. I feel like I have asked only because this is such an obvious question. So it's a little bit before your time, but I think you'll know it, particularly if I haven't asked it before. You ready?
I'm ready.
Promise her anything, but give her blank.
I remember the commercial.
Yeah.
Diamonds?
No, it's a product, remember. This is advertising.
Products, right? Oh, okay.
So it's a brand name is what we're looking for. And this thing ran, I mean, probably in 1953, but it was still running, some of them in 1987. So, in fact, I recently saw an ad. This is this appears to be print, but 2022. So this lives on. All right. So promise her anything, but give her.
I had no idea. I forgot.
Give her Arpège.
Arpège.
Yes, it's a Lanvin perfume.
Yep. Now, was it Elizabeth Taylor that lost her jewelry?
No, it wasn't. That's a nice guess, though. I like it. All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. So, yes, same show, new time for me anyway, but still in the 10 o'clock hour for you in Central Time. And to play trivia, we need only one thing, your participation. That's right, a phone call. So trundle to the phone now, 888-876-5593. And if you don't like my question, that's the norm. Stars appearing on the Oscars telecast will wear borrowed jewelry. And this year, the carat count was exceptionally high. Tiffany, Louis Vuitton, the big players are all happy to get their gems on famous necks. Sometimes $20 million on one piece alone. Not this year, though. Now, they're insured. Usually, they're not lost. But what star lost the most expensive piece of jewelry on the Oscars? Yeah, it was a while ago. But what star? 888-876-5593. That'd be 8888 Raleigh. All right, so now I will get to the first bumper stumper. And I'll tell you, we were talking about this song last week. And so you'll know the song. It's yet another version of Miss Otis Regrets. And I was actually reading about the history of this song because John said, was that written for a musical or something? I said, no, it wound up in one, but it was actually written as a joke. Cole Porter was at a cocktail party, one of those highfalutin, high society kind of things in Manhattan, and there was a cowboy singing on the radio, obviously, your typical, country fare. And so he sat down at the piano and basically did a parody. And then others at the cocktail party kind of gathered in with, suggestions of what to do here and there and all that. And so it grew over cocktail parties over, many months. And then it came out and then it was actually in a review in the UK, but it wasn't written for it. It just wound up in it. So that's the history of it. But now you're going to tell me who this is in moments right here. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown she drew a gun, shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Yeah, we know the song, all right, but which one of the 300 and God knows how many versions is that? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we'll do it to it. We have a question, and basically we're looking, since the Oscars were last night and a lot of people were decked out in all that expensive borrowed jewelry from the big names like Tiffany and Louis Vuitton, but what I want to know is, what star lost the most expensive piece of jewelry ever at the Oscars? Yeah, very few people lose them at all. And of course, it's not the most expensive piece by any means. It's the most expensive piece that was ever lost, all right? Because clearly, some of these pieces are $20 million, and that this wasn't that. But it was a pretty pricey loss, all things put together. All right, so if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumper, I don't expect you to know the theme yet, but at least the artist, well, then you can have your own category, and we prove that every week, and we're doing that right now with John and Gilbert. John, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Robbie.
How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
All right, can't complain. We're doing 60s Broadway musicals.
Yes, Broadway.
All right, here we come, Broadway. Television stars Phil Silvers and Milton Berle turned down a role in the 60s musical. Zero Mostel got the part and got the Tony for the Best Actor. What was the show?
Fiddler on the Roof?
Nope. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum.
Oh, yes, right. That's right.
Yeah. Wow, I beat you. That's unusual, John. Wow, I'll mark this day down in history. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Can't win them all.
Well, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, yes, a funny thing, by the way, was the first Broadway show with both music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. And Silvers and Berle passed on the part, which was for Pseudolus, the conniving Roman slave. Zero Mostel reprised his role for the movie version. So there you have it. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. All right, so Barb from Yorkville has a guess on our trivia question. Who do you think it was, Barb?
I said Olivia de Havilland or Marilyn Monroe.
Neither of them. Neither
okay.
of them. But those are both wonderful guesses.
I would say Joan Crawford, but she was in bed when she won her Oscar.
Maybe that's why she won her Oscar. Not Joan either. All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Good deal. So good to hear from Barb. All right. Now, I think that Michael in Park City, Illinois, thought it was Marilyn Monroe also. So let's see. Do you have any other guesses, Michael?
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
I did think it was Marilyn Monroe.
So, other guesses?
Olivia de Havilland?
Nope, not either. Anybody else?
That's all I have, ma'am.
All right, well, thanks for trying and call me again. I appreciate it.
I will. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, so Marianne has a bumper guess. Oh, I love this. So, what do you think, Marianne?
Is that Lonnie Donegan?
Yes, it is Lonnie Donegan. Why on earth would you know that?
beats me.
Yes.
I just surprise myself sometimes.
Well, it was on a 1960 Atlantic Records album called Skiffle Folk Music. So, yes, you are a winner. It is Lonnie Donegan. All right, we're starting out right. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right. So, yes, Lonnie Donegan. Well, it's going to be like that all night. I kind of hope so. And I hope you'll get the theme, which I think you probably will after a while. All right, Nick and Beemore. Nick, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you feeling?
Hey, well, I'm feeling great tonight. I don't really have music trivia, but I just had a question about the Diamonds. Was that a jazz group originally?
Not that I know of.
They're out of Canada, right?
Yeah, they're Canadian, absolutely. And one of them actually wound up as music director for KFI.
Oh, really?
Either that or it might have been one of the crew cuts now that I think about it. But whoever it was, I used to rib them about this. But as far as I know, they weren't, you know, they were out in the 50s, that they were not in any way jazz. I think one of them was a studio engineer for CBC in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
And, so that's, you know, that was the in to how they, you know, managed to be. And it was just a stand-up quartet. And they got, They went to Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, and they got first place. And the prize was a recording contract with Coral. And so, that's how they wound up getting a manager right away. And then, Coral released four songs, I think all written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Solar, I don't know. But, four covers, obviously. And then Bill Randall in Cleveland, who had been a big-time jock, and he had aided in the success of the Crew Cuts. And I'm pretty sure it was a Crew Cut. It was Rudy who was at KFI. But anyway, Randall really furthered them. And he introduced him to a producer at Mercury. And that was, I think their first recording for Mercury was Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
See, I always learn from you. It's great.
Useless information. Now, I have been looking ever since we got your email for the Bill Quinn show. And I can't find it anywhere. And John finally said, that may be so old, that might be on a VHS tape. So do you remember when you heard it?
Oh, you did it. It had to be 2014 or 15.
Really? That recent?
Yeah, it was before he passed away.
Well, obviously. I mean, either that or been a very different show. But so it wasn't like 2002 or something.
No.
2014 to 2015.
No, because I was living here in Millard Island.
Right. I'm going to have to look, and I'm afraid those years I didn't keep those shows, because that was just a little internet thing I just did for, all of us who wanted to hear that stuff. So
okay.
I don't know but we're looking. I didn't want you to think we forgot about you.
No. And I know you've been quite busy.
I'm glad
you guys are doing okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a great day for John, but we're back in Globe for a few days, and he never thrives as well in Globe, but, who could blame him? Meanwhile, I'm here fighting with the permitting people as usual, so, my life is about the same. But
you take it easy. I mean, you guys, like I said in my letter, we're so blessed to have you and John, and you don't know how much good this show does. And how therapeutic it is, really, because
that's very nice of you to say.
It's a very different show.
Well, that it is. I had someone who is a radio pro who told another radio pro, she breaks every rule there ever was, and I can't stop listening.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And I think we need it because it's such a break from all the, the noise that's going on.
Well, that's,
if you know what I mean.
Yes, that's absolutely. I know what you mean. That's so kind of you to say. And anybody who wants to repay me can call. I do better when people call, like you. And I hope to hear from you soon.
And I'll call you later in the week.
Counting on it. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Nick sounds great. So we will get to Lisa. We will get to Paul. We'll get to Leah. And we got lines for you. 888-876-5593. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia. Don't call on Friday nights. If you're listening on Friday nights, that is a replay. Now it's time to find out what's going on in the world at large. Yes, it's right, the news on WGN Radio.
Plain to see, I was just mere sensation. Now that we're through, I'll get along somehow. I wanted love. You promised love, all you gave was conversation. Though I'll miss you, I'll get along somehow. darling, all I have left is just a picture of you on which you wrote, but never, never, never meant the words I love you. I'm all alone, so all alone I'm needing words of consolation, friendless and blue, but I'll get along somehow.
You're right up on top now, and you want to be free. Why, you feel that you're too good, much too good for nobody like me. Yes, you're afraid to present me to the friends in your set. Oh, well, I guess it's more convenient for us to forget. But how soon you forget all the fine, fine things you've said, and how just a little success, yes, just a little taste of success has gone straight to your pretty little head. I hold in my hand three letters, dear, each from three different stages of your fine, super fine career. The first one began, Larry, darling, sweetheart, my wonderful one. I'll always be grateful for the things that you've done. Your second letter came right after I gave you your start. Yes, it came from your pen, dear, but not from your heart. The third is a joker that came with a deck. You ended your letter enclosed, Larry, please find my check. Why, you fool, you poor, sad, worthless, foolish fool, you think your money could pay for the hard years I've suffered with you until things broke your way.
WGN Radio, yes, I'm Raleigh James, and of course, you probably recognize that soliloquy from the Velvetones' Glory of Love years later. But yes, it dates back to 1949 with this guy, and so who is he? All right, 888-876-5593. And yeah, it was originally a 78 on shellac on Regal in 1949, and then Argo released it in 1960. And between those two versions, OK had it out as well. But that's from the original Regal shellac. So who is he? 888-876-5593. Now, I got a question. It's the norm that stars appearing on the Oscars will wear borrowed jewelry, and the carat count was high this year. Not as high as it's been some years, though, but, you know, Tiffany and Louis Vuitton are all over themselves trying to, you know, throw jewelries and put it on famous necks. And, you know, in some cases, some of these pieces are worth $20 million. Well, what I want to know, because, you know, they're insured but usually not lost, what star lost the most expensive single piece of jewelry at the Oscars? All right, so obviously it wasn't the most expensive jewelry that had ever been on the Oscars, but it certainly was the most expensive lost. So who was that? 888-876-5593. If you don't know my bumper stumper, and you don't know about the Oscars and its jewelry, then have your own category, and sky is always the limit on that. And I believe that Leah in Marcus Hook wants her Angels trivia. So how's it going, Leah?
Good. How's it going with you, Raleigh?
I can't complain. So we're going to do Angel, the TV series. And so here's what I want to know. It's fairly simple.
Okay.
who called Angel Investigations Crusader Against Evil?
Buffy?
Fred.
Fred. Okay.
In the episode Conviction, a Wolfram and Hart client threatens to destroy California if he's convicted of his crimes by a court. Fred said, I don't even understand half of what they're doing. This machine's 6 feet tall. It makes noise. Womps, womps, Phil, not a clue. And Wesley says, well, I'm still stuck back at, why on earth are we here? And Fred says, well, because we're crusaders against evil. And now the law firm.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right. So, yeah, crusaders against evil. So there you have
it. Okay, right. I'll keep trying.
I hope so. I'm counting on that. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. So good deal. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And we're going to move on right now to another television show and associated trivia, and that's Paul in Buffalo Grove likes Lost. So, Paul, welcome back to WGN Radio.
All righty. Here I am, and I may not know who lost the jewelry, but I'm here for Lost trivia.
Very good. Nice tie-in. All right. So Hurley and Sawyer both end up reading a manuscript that was found in the crash. What was the name of the story?
Oh, yeah, the movie. The movie script. Boy, you're going to get me on that one. I know what it was.
Now, unfortunately, unfortunately for Sawyer, he never got to see how it ended because Jack threw the last few pages into a fire. Yes.
Right.
And the name was?
Boy, I don't know.
It's two words. It's two words.
Yeah, I know there was an actress in it and everything. But, boy, the name of the movie now, that's just going to get me. You're going to stump me this time because...
Oh, man.
I remember the scene. I know the whole thing. But, yeah, boy, oh, boy. You know, there's so much to this. I didn't ever realize it, but there's a lot of different things to remember in here.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, 6 years worth, yeah.
The name of the story is Bad Twin.
Bad Twin, yeah. Wow. See, that one, yeah, I would never have gotten that one. I mean... Boy, that's a thing not to remember. You know, when I watch this series, you're watching all the mysterious things that are going on. You're trying to figure out what everything's about. And then when you see a scene like that, there's a script of the movie, that never really played a big part in the whole outcome of the movie. So that kind of goes out of my mind and, you know, boom, it's gone, you know.
You're not alone. I guarantee it. All right. So we'll talk to you next week and see how we do.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So we have here, let's see, Johnny's Ultra Hard Oscar Quiz. Now, let me see if there are answers. Yeah, because it never helps if there's just questions. All right. Well, this should be an easy one, I guess. Well or not, I guess it's hard to say. But we'll find out now because Lisa, who knows all things Oscar, wants an Oscar question. So, Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Well, my dog is over here throwing up, but...
No! What'd you feed him?
Well, I pulled a treat out for him, and I know I have to break him up because he's little. He's only 7 pounds. And he got a hold of it, and I think he just swallows them. I don't know.
Oh, dogs do. They inhale. They don't chew. They inhale.
Just immediately induces. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's... You know, I'm sure this is the only dog I've ever had, but he doesn't want to stay where I can catch whatever comes out of the mouth, you know.
Right.
He has to be on his own, on the floor, doing a couple of different piles. I'm like, okay, whatever. I will clean it up.
Interesting. Yeah, well, at least he's little, so he can't inhale a steak. When they're big enough, oh, they can.
No.
Yeah.
And, of course, everything that comes out is little, too, so I'm...
Oh, God.
I'm great.
Yeah, that's the part of dog ownership I never really liked. All right. So we have
Now, can I just take a stab at the...
Jewelry?
Yeah. It wasn't Greer Garson, was it?
It was not Greer Garson. That's a nice guess, though.
Okay.
All right, so we'll move aside and say there are only two, count them, people who ever won the Oscar and the Nobel Prize. Who are they?
Oh, my gosh. An Oscar and a Nobel Prize. Ooh. That's all I got to go on, huh?
Well, I don't know what else to tell you. all right, so one of them won a Nobel Prize for Literature. They both did, actually. Nobel Prize for Literature. Many years apart.
Huh. So they're writers, maybe.
We would hope.
So they may have done screenplays or something.
One of them, anyway.
Wow. Many years apart.
Yeah, many years apart.
Uh, I'm going to say, Spike Lee?
No. You want more guesses? You can have have half a dozen.
Quentin Tarantino?
No.
No, I don't know them. I don't pay too much attention on Nobel Prizes. Now, if you told me what the Oscars were for or something, or, you know, like, maybe. But I.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll give you this hint. One of them won a 1938 Academy Award, and one of them won a 2000 Academy Award.
It's not Gene Herschel, is it?
No.
No. A 2000.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to know this. I don't want to keep everybody hanging.
All right. Well, George Bernard Shaw won the 1925 Nobel Prize for Literature and the 1938 Academy Award for Best Screenplay for the film adaptation of Pygmalion. And...
Uh-huh.
Bob Dylan won the 2000 Oscar for Best Song for Things Have Changed from the Wonder Boys and was a controversial recipient of the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, there were other Nobel laureates who were nominated, three of them. John Steinbeck, Jean-Paul Sartre, and Harold Pinter.
Huh. That's very interesting.
Now you know.
Well, next week we're going to go back to just regular trivia. I thought you were going to ask me something fun, like, you know, who there was only one tie in the Oscars and things like that, you know.
Well, you know, I just look them up online because I couldn't ask you a question in the world about the Oscars on my own.
I know such petty stuff, I know.
No, that's good. That's good. I mean, I could ask you who was the first posthumous Oscar winner. Because that's one of the questions in front of me.
That's the guy from, isn't it? The guy from Network?
No. It was someone in, he was killed in 1939.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you're going way back then.
Yeah. Well, he wrote Gone with the Wind. So it was famous. Heard of that.
1939,
All
but
right.
You haven't seen it, probably.
Well, that's true, but that's absolutely true. All right.
That would be 4.5 hours out of your life. That
yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. All right, that part I know. All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate
week.
It. All right, I'm counting on it. So, 888-876-5593. We got another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Each night it seems I toss and turn till morning's light, thinking about you, Lord, so hard sometimes it hurts.
I'm going to have to play the rest of this after the news because I'm running out of time. It's a nice song anyway, so that will be your bumper. You can be thinking about it, and we've got 2 more hours of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
But
got to live for ourselves. I think I'll tell her. I think I'll tell her. I think I'll tell her what's on my mind. My mind. Strange how the change.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that little bait and switch there as far as that goes? We played the well-known artist before the news and then the Philly version after the news. Yeah, if you listen to Bob Pantano's Dance Party, you heard him close every week with that. Maybe he still does because I think he's still on the air. So, yes, who is he? Linda Creed and Tom Bell wrote it, but who is this? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And, of course, if you know the Bumper Stumper artist, that's great. If you know the theme, that's wonderful. If you know our trivia question, that's okay, too. I'll repeat it here in a moment. But if you don't know any of that, you can have your own category, as we prove regularly. And everybody knows something about something. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. So It's the Norm, stars appearing on the Oscars telecast, wear borrowed jewelry. The carat count was very high this year. Tiffany, Louis Vuitton, all the big players are happy to loan their gems to be placed on famous necks. And in some cases, the pieces are worth upwards of $20 million. But they're insured, and, you know, after all, they're not lost. Well, what was the most expensive piece ever lost? Don't worry about the piece. Tell me who lost it. All right, who lost, the most expensive piece of lost jewelry in Oscar history? 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And Cindy in Norwich wants to kick us off and take a guess. So, Cindy, let's see here. Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I hope you don't, get mad, but we look exactly alike where we could be sisters. I saw your picture several times.
Uh-huh. Well, that's, by the way, for your sake, I'm sorry to hear it. But nonetheless,
what, Do you have black eyes?
Yeah, basically.
That's what I have, too.
Well, a lot of people do, probably most of the world.
Yeah, but anyhow, I'm going to guess Elizabeth Taylor.
That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a nice guess.
I thought maybe she would be, I can't think of the word, full of herself, full of herself that she would, be careless with something like that. I don't know.
Anybody else?
Anyhow, I thought I solved your problem of sleeplessness, but the thing is there's side effects of dementia symptoms from Unitham.
Oh, well, no, I don't use any of that stuff. But anyway, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. All right,
okay.
So good deal. So that was transient insomnia from a drug reaction, but I'm over that now, and I've not yet started on the other drug that they had given me because I thought, give my body a rest. Fran in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Roy. I'll take a guess first. Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Oh, well. Okay, onward and upward. I decided after last week's embarrassing lyric, not knowing one of my favorite songs. Man, I couldn't believe that.
But normally always so good at this, so that's all right.
I'll go back to it. I'm not giving up on it. I just thought, I'll take a break and do advertising this time.
All right, this should be easy. You ready?
Yep.
No More Tears.
Johnson's Baby Shampoo.
And we have a winner.
All right.
Good deal. Thanks. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5593. That would be 8888-Raleigh. And Tommy in Chicago has a bumper guess. So what do you think, Tommy?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Tommy?
I'm feeling good. Only three bumpers, and I'm on cloud 10.
Yeah.
You played Lonnie Dyson. I think I'll tell her, but you said that you played a version before that. I'm like, uh-oh.
No, I played Ronnie Dyson before the news, and after it, I played another version.
Okay, that was okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And I played a version that was huge in Philadelphia and probably nowhere else.
Oh, no. We did the stepping on that in Chicago South Side.
All right, so who is it then?
Ronnie Dyson.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is after the news, I played the version that was a big hit in Philadelphia. And who was that?
Oh, no, well,
they were different artists.
No way.
Yeah, what you heard after the news had absolutely nothing to do with the Ronnie Dyson version.
Well, I guess the one before.
I know. I'll give you Ronnie Dyson for that. But I was hoping you'd impress the hell out of me and say, "Yeah, I know who did that in 1984."
Well, I do. I truly want to know.
All right.
Because it sounded great.
Yeah, he is great. And you'll know by the end of the show, and if not, it's always on the website.
Okay, great. Other thing.
Yeah.
That was a B-side. The original version, Ronnie Dyson's version, was a B-side. I think one-man band?
You know, I have it as a double-sided promo copy. So I did not But I did not think that one-man band was the other side of that back in the day. Because I have that too, but I don't have it on this on the other side. So I'm trying to think, because I've got that one-man band, what the original, what was the original back? I don't know. Now, maybe Columbia did release them side to side, but like I say...
Yeah, there was no Columbia when Columbia was doing the gray label.
Yeah, so yeah, 73 in Columbia, I guess that'd be. That makes sense. One-man band, and I think I'll tell her. I have both of them, but in my case, they're both promo copies, so they're the same on both sides.
On white label.
Yes, exactly.
White label,
exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you are a winner, as always. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Tommy knows. I'll tell you what. 888-876-5593. Of course, he doesn't know who the Philly version was from 1984. And if you do, well, that's out there. Otherwise, maybe you know about this careless Oscar attendee. Yes, adorned in jewels, gone missing. I don't think they were ever solved, actually. But let's see. Barb in Yorkville wants a guess on that. So, Barb, what do you think?
Barbara Streisand?
Nope.
Eve Arden?
Nope.
Cher? How about Cher?
Nope.
Okay. Well, those were fun guesses, and I'm thankful you called me back.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again if you think of more. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So, 888-876-5593. We'll get to Don and his planes, of course. Tim in Shreveport wants AM radio trivia. Oh, I'll tell you a horror story about AM radio right now, at least for me anyway, I thought it was. I was very sad today, and I'm surprised Nick didn't bring it up when he called, because I know he's just as sad. All right, we'll go over that, but I'll come up with a question for him too. And Laura in Willowbrook is going to guess who lost the jewels. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio. Saw you with another guy. He was holding you tight. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Who is that? All right, that's our last bumper stumper for the moment anyway. Another one after the news. But has the theme become apparent? Maybe the artist has, because that's kind of a gimme. You just got to get through. If you get a busy signal, well, when you hear somebody hanging up, you know that's your cue to get on in there. All right, now, so we have a question, of course, and you can answer it. If you can't, you can have your own category. And we're talking about the Oscars, because every time there's an Oscars, you see all the jewelry. And it's borrowed, of course, from the Tiffany's of the world. But the jewelers are happy to put their gems on those famous necks, and the stars are happy to wear them. Well, occasionally one is lost. Usually not, they're insured for that, but I want to know what star lost the most expensive piece of lost jewelry ever at the Oscars. 888-876-5593. Stacy is in Algonquin. How are you doing tonight, Stacy?
Hi, Raleigh. Oh, I've been way better.
Oh, no, what's wrong?
Well, I don't want to ruin the show. I had an accident.
Oh, no.
In my apartment. But
oh, no.
I can call back and tell you, like, tomorrow.
Yes, I hope you will. Now, we're an hour late tomorrow, but if you call at 11, I want to hear every bit of it. But bottom line is, are you doing better now?
Yes, okay. I'm healing.
Okay,
yes.
Good. All right, then I want to hear all about it tomorrow. But okay, so back to our Oscars.
What about Sophia Loren?
Nope.
Joan Collins?
Nope.
Joan Crawford?
Nope.
Lucille Ball?
Nope.
Oh, let's see. What was the year again?
I didn't tell you the year.
Oh, no. No year. Let's see. I said Lucille Ball.
Yes, you did.
Julie Andrews?
Nope.
Liza Minnelli?
Nope. I think that's more than your half a dozen.
Okay. Could I just maybe have one question? I'll just stay with the deaf girl.
All right. Well, you got to hang on a couple of minutes. Don't go away. All right. So okay. We'll find something for Stacy. Let me put her on hold, make sure I don't lose her. And we'll do some AM radio trivia with Tim in Shreveport. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, good. How about yourself, Raleigh?
All right. So there you are, Louisiana boy. So this should be easy. Everybody knows that when Todd Storrs bought WTIX, he only paid $25,000. Well, that's probably all it was worth. It wasn't at 690 on the dial then. Where was it?
Man, and I read about that, too, here a while back. And let's see. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm going to say 1240.
Well, if you said 1450, you'd have been right.
Oh, well, I'll take a bumper stumper guess that that was Sam Cooke just a little bit ago.
There was no Sam Cooke.
Oh, it sure did sound like him, though.
Nope, no Sam Cooke. But nice try, and we'll talk to you next week. Maybe we'll come up with another New Orleans AM question.
Okay. You're going to do that AM story in a little bit?
Oh, let me just tell you what it is that's breaking my heart is, you know, a while ago, and this is very common, has been really since the 80s, when the land is worth so much more than the tower, very often owners sign the stations off. Well, less than a year ago, it was announced that the tower site for a wonderful, I shouldn't say this because it's on the same frequency as WGN 720, but KDON in Las Vegas was going to go dark. Well, then it was announced that they were going to basically triplex there from another site. Well, now it's announced that no, Odyssey gave up and they're handing back the license to the FCC. So KDON is a thing of the past.
Oh, man, I hate that.
Yeah, I know. I told you you'd hate it. Yeah, absolutely. Any AM fan hates it.
I listened to that station when I was out there in Las Vegas, when I, you know, back years ago. And I knew it was off the air because I've seen the stuff coming up and everything. But Odyssey, man, they're just They go bankrupt just like anybody else.
Well, yeah, I hate to hear it because there was a the consulting engineer who drew up the plans for it was actually a woman in Washington, D.C., and I was looking at her plans, and I couldn't wait to hear how this worked out because it was an interesting triplex, but I guess I never am going to hear it.
Mm-hmm. I hope I guess not. Man. Yeah. It just breaks my heart, too.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, then. Take
All right, good deal. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. We'll be getting to Don in World War II. Well, I guess we could actually do that right now. So, Don and Beloit, how's it going tonight?
Hey, good, good, good. Are those all hits in the UK?
No.
Were they country and western hits?
No.
As well?
No.
Okay.
Those are nice guesses. They're not right.
Yeah. How about Joanne Woodward?
No.
Jane Wyman?
No.
Mm-hmm. Fancy, fancy. Grace Kelly?
No.
Ingrid Bergman?
No.
Ginger Rogers?
No.
Okay. I was just kind of like looking and I couldn't figure it out at first, but guessing well.
You'll know this one. You want World War II planes and you always get these. So you ready?
I love it. I'm ready.
It's described as a tank with wings attached. What was it?
Oh, there were so many like that. A tank with wings attached.
Yes, a tank with wings
attached. The P-38 Lightning?
No, give me another one.
A tank with wings attached. I think it's a U.S. one.
I don't know who made it. Hang on a minute. You can think about it okay. For a few minutes. Don't go away. We'll pick it up right there after the news right here on WGN Radio.
You have painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the wall tell me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. For it wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war. But I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And I know, Ruby, that I'm not the man I used to be. But, Ruby, I still need your company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? It's obviously not Kenny Rogers, and it's not the guy who wrote it, who was Mel Tillis. So who is it? All right, but of course you got to get through, and if the lines are busy, 888-876-5593, you call back when you hear somebody hanging up. Now, we've left Don and Beloit plenty of time to look it up online, but we'll see. Did you do that, Don?
Well, I've got a number of reference materials.
Yeah, right.
That's no good. I mean, there are so many the planes that were like this. I apologize. I have no idea, but I'm going to guess the A-26 Douglas Invader was a plane like that. Well, a lot of planes were like that.
Nope, it was the Antonov A-40.
Oh, a Soviet well-known plane that did have a reputation like that.
Well,
right?
It pretty much really was. I mean, heavy to say the least. It pretty much was a tank with biplane wings attached. Was it. The Antonov
A-40.
All right.
Have a good show. All right,
thanks a lot.
So
appreciate it. Yes, and even had time to look it up. All right, so it's out there. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Now, there's a line available for you, so call now. 8888-ROLLYE. We've got Laura. Laura is in Willowbrook. How are you, Laura?
Hey, how you doing, Raleigh?
Can't complain. What's up?
Okay. Well, of course, I'm going old school from many years ago, and I got to tell you my reasoning. First one is, I'm guessing this person was in my opinion, kind of like an airhead, or I call him a goofball. So it would be most likely Shirley MacLaine would have lost one.
Nope.
Okay, well then, for sure I must have it. The next one. This nice actress from years ago, she wasn't the fanciest dresser in the world. I think she wore pants a lot. So I'm thinking she put this in her pants and lost it. Katharine Hepburn?
Nope.
Ah, I thought for sure I had it. I love your trivia, Raleigh.
Well, thanks. That was a well-thought-out answer. You spent plenty of time planning. The only thing wrong with it was it wasn't right. Everything else was perfect.
Got it right.
Talk to you later. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Mark is in Aurora. How's it going tonight, Mark?
Oh, I'm kind of sleepy, but I've got a few actress guesses. How about Florence Henderson?
How about not?
Patty Duke?
No.
Marlo Thomas?
No.
Jane Meadows?
No.
Audrey Meadows?
No.
Susan St. James?
No. So there's your half a dozen. Very nicely played, just not right. All right, so let's see what we've got for you here. Yes, and of course you're tired because, of course, daylight savings time happened, so everybody's out of sorts from that, I do think. So, and I don't know why. You know, it doesn't make sense to me why it affects the circadian rhythms to the degree that it does, but I'm hoping they'll never make it permanent because, unfortunately, that would put Arizona suddenly in Pacific time because we're on Mountain Standard no matter what happens.
Oh.
And I don't like these being with Pacific time because now it's like 2 hours from Chicago and 3 hours from the East Coast.
Oh.
So kind of hoping that doesn't happen. All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We want the Billboard Hot 100 for the week ending March 12th, 1966. Are you ready?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
Mm. Number one, The Ballad of the Green Berets.
Lauren Green?
Oh, my God. Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Oh, yeah.
Fighting men who jump and die. Fearless men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right. Yes, Sergeant Barry Sadler, his medley of his hit there. Number two, These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Nancy Sinatra.
Of course. Number three, Listen, People.
Don't know it.
To what? I say. Every... All right, Hermes Hermits. Number four.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Number four, California Dreamin'. All the Leaves Are Brown and the Sky Is Gray.
Yes. Mamas and the Papas.
All right, number five. You'll know this. Elusive Butterfly.
Oh, Bob Lynn.
Yes. Number six, 19th Nervous Breakdown.
The Rolling Stones?
Yes. Number seven, Nowhere Man.
Oh, the Beatles.
Number eight, Lightning Strikes.
Lou Christie.
Yeah, number nine, I Fought the Law.
The Bobby Fuller Four.
Indeed. Number 10, Homeward Bound.
Simon Garfunkel.
All right. Well, you got enough to win.
All righty.
All right, so hang on. We'll confirm that address.
Did better than I thought I would, actually.
Well, I'm very surprised you missed Ballad of the Green Berets. I mean, that's one of the world's worst records that everybody remembers, even though they don't want to. Hermes Hermits was a little strange that you didn't get that either. But other than that, you were right on.
Yeah.
All right, so hang on.
That's all right. And I probably didn't get it because I'm zoning out here.
Yeah, well, that's for the best. All right, well, sleep well and hang on. All right, so I know exactly how he feels. 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, let's put Mark on hold there. All right, and Lane is in Chicago, and he's guessing on our Oscars loser, so to speak. All right, so what do you think, Lane? Lane is gone. All right. Well, Lane, thanks for calling, and I don't blame you for not hanging on because I think somebody took your guess. And, oh, I forgot all about Stacy. Stacy, keep holding on. I forgot all about you. She wants that girl trivia. And you'd think that I would be able to hold a thought hostage, but you'd be wrong. So I'll look that up while I'm talking to Jim in Norwich, who's taken a bumper guess on something. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Great show. With the actresses, I'm going to go old school. Greer Garson.
No, who else you got?
Claudette Colbert.
Who else you got?
Vivian Leigh.
No, keep going if you want.
Carol Lombard.
Nope.
Jean Arthur.
Nope.
And let's throw in Linda Hunt.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's not right either.
Yeah. Okay, and then the singer, I was going to... It sounds like the song by Bill Deal and the Rondells, but I don't think it's them. I think it's Wayne Cochran.
Well, no, actually, I screwed up and gave it to you, and that's nice. You think you even know who Wayne Cochran is, but no, it's the Tams. It's the original version, the Tams. I've been heard.
Oh, the Tams.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the new one. I don't know Ruby, but whoever sings it has a really nice voice.
Yeah, well, he's pretty well known, but not in the circles of the stuff we usually play.
Yeah, but it was nice you played it, because everybody knows the Kenny Rogers version.
Yeah, and most people...
Yeah, really nice to hear it.
Right, and most people know Mel Tillis wrote it, but Mel Tillis...
Oh, I didn't know that. I was thinking the guy that wrote it is the guy that sings it.
No.
But, yeah, you got me completely stumped once again.
Ah, well, good. Well, thanks for calling and do it again.
All right, thank you.
All right, so 888-876-5593... 8888 Raleigh. And let's see. Oh, Stephanie in Madison thinks she knows a bumper. All right, Stephanie, what do you know?
Hey. Well, I, Ruby, Don't Take Your Load to Town. I thought it sounded like Alan Jackson.
It is not.
But it is not.
No.
Okay. Well,
it's the original. It couldn't be Alan Jackson. It's the original.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, it was a wild guess. I was screaming at Siri. I kept, Siri, call Raleigh James. There's no Raleigh James in your car. Oh, God. I'm going to take a guess at the question, missing jewels, the lost jewels.
Yeah.
I was thinking Merle Oberon.
Nope.
No, Gloria Swanson.
Nope.
Okay. Who else? Somebody else got some old school. Rita Hayworth.
Nope.
What else? Oh, man. Okay. We know it's not Liz Taylor. That wouldn't happen with her. Those phenomenal jewels that she would wear, but who, not Lana Turner?
Nope.
Okay. How many do I have left?
I don't know. I'd say two.
Okay. All right. Ginger Rogers.
Nope.
Okay.
Big Finish.
Well, okay. All right. Big Finish. Oh, this is a while. I'm throwing this out there just because she's one of my favorites. Julie London. I've always wanted to be Julie London.
Nope.
I probably... Okay. All right. Hey, I will talk to you again.
I'm counting on it.
My love to all you. Right. Okay.
Thank you. All right. So 888-876. Let's say goodbye to Stephanie. And now there's a line available for you right now. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. All right. So we have got Stacy from Algonquin's That Girl Trivia. So Stacy, are you still there?
Oh, yes.
All right. In the first aired episode, Don't Just Do Something, Stand There, Anne and Don are competing for the right to purchase what item of furniture?
Oh, it's a roll top desk.
Yes, we have a winner.
Thank you.
All right, hang on, don't go away. Absolutely right. Stacy got it right. All right, so yay. It doesn't happen often on those, but happy to do it. All right, we'll continue to take your guesses in moments right here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. All right.
There's something on your mind. By the way, look at me. There's something on your mind, honey. By the way, look at me. And what you thinking?
becomes increasingly difficult to try to be amorous with someone who refuses to be lovable with you in return. It endeavors to pose heavy taxes upon your soul. You don't have to remain there except in these matters. Pack your fabrics and leave. Look back over your left shoulder while you throw a brick over your right. Make you a wish upon a star so strong that it will scuttle all of her memories of Tom and Harry. But not for me. On second thought, you might be wrong. So go back, give her one more chance while the lights are down low. Whip the message.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and you thought only Bobby Marchand had that soliloquy. Nope, nope, these guys did too. Who are they? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Gary in Austin, how's it going?
Well, hey, Raleigh, I think I know a bumper.
All right.
Johnny Darryl.
Yes, Johnny Darryl, absolutely right. The original Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. Well.
Yeah, that song is the exception that I have something I live by in life, that all country versions of rock and roll songs are worse. But that is the one that is better. Than the Kenny Rogers version by far.
Well, yeah, but remember, this is Kenny Rogers was a rock and roll version of a country song, not the other way around.
Well, yeah, what I meant was in most cases, the rock and roll versions are better, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, but no, this was pretty darn good. And I remember when Kenny Rogers brought it out, I thought, why is he covering Johnny Darryl? And most people were absolutely clueless. But yes,
why is he making it so happy?
Yeah, right, exactly. So, it was a bad scene for everybody concerned in that song. So yeah. Well, we're going to have to save your radio trivia question for next week because you just won.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And another bumper, I almost know who it is because I know who the person is. I've heard you talk about this person. And it just, I know that when you end the show, I'll know who it is.
Okay.
But remember certain things you said about this person.
Here's the worst part about tonight's bumpers. I actually didn't write them down. I'm doing it on the fly. Oh. So I'm going to have to listen to the playback to know what the hell I played. But and I will. And I'll put them on Raleigh.net. But right now, I don't know. I'm just grabbing them from files. As long as they fit the theme, I'm like, yeah, fits the theme, gets in there. All right. But I will after the show, absolutely, when I'm digitizing the replay, I'll write them down. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Hang on. Let's confirm that address. Okay. Don't go away. All right. So, of course, Gary is a winner. I think it's time for the news, or it's close anyway. So another hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
There is something on your mind by the way you look at me. There is something on your mind, honey, by the way you look at me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that was the first one. Yeah, and this guy was being serious as a heart attack about it. There is no weird soliloquy in the middle of it, but Bobby Marchand and the other guys I played earlier couldn't resist telling a story. But in this case, that's what started it, and he was completely serious, don't you know? So who was he? 888-876-5593. It's the norm that stars appearing in the Oscars on the telecast wear borrowed jewelry. And the carat count was high this year, as it is most years, because, you know, the Tiffany's of the world, they're more than happy to lend their gems to a famous neck, or wrist, or what have you, ears, you know. Well, sometimes up to $20 million apiece. In this case, it wasn't $20 million, but it was several million. Now, of course, they're insured. Usually they're not lost. The one we're talking about was. What star lost the most expensive piece of lost jewelry at the Oscars? Now, let me tell you that it was ultimately found, but that's not the point. It was lost. All right, so who was it? What careless person lost the gem? If you don't like that, you can have my bumper stumpers. You heard them all. Maybe you've come up with a theme. It's hard to tell, really. And otherwise, you can have your own question. Yes, you know something about something. I just know you do. So tell me what it is, and we'll see. Now, Donna in Oak Lawn thinks she knows a bumper, so what do you think you know?
Hi, Raleigh. I think the bumper's John Prine.
I played no John Prine.
Oh, my. Well, I had it wrong. I guess I'm going to have to put my thinking cap on and guess again.
I can't imagine what you thought, who you thought John Prine was when I look at this list.
It was the Ruby.
Oh, no. That's Johnny Darrell, the original.
Got it wrong.
All right, well, thanks. Thank Appreciate you. It. All right, so yes, Johnny Darrell, yes, all the way around. 888-876-5593. Gail is in Donner's Grove. So, Gail, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you, Gail? Gail's gone. That's how she is. So I guess somebody guessed her guess, maybe, on Oscar participants losing the gems. Well, Barb in Yorkville is back with another guess or two. So what do you think, Barb?
I've got Shelley Winters.
Oh, I love that. No.
Ava Gardner.
No.
Deborah Carr.
No.
Debbie Reynolds.
No.
Oh, darn it.
They're all good guesses. Brian. All good guesses. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes, they are.
All
Thank
right.
you, honey.
So,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye. Call me back if you think of more. All right, so indeed. Yeah, ultimately found. Maybe another question should be where. All right, so Cleveland Dennis heard a bumper he knows, I think. So what'd you hear you know?
Well, I had the Thames right because my buddy turned me on to them by 1966 or 67.
Mm.
And he said, you know, he gave it away, but kind of knew that Johnny Darrell song. But I'm calling to guess because I used to work with a girl named Susan Hayward.
Oh, well, it's not.
Well, it would have been fitting because she always played these roles that woe is her, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, this would be woe is somebody, yeah, as they frantically search for this. All right.
Yeah, well, sounds like you got everybody guessing and everybody's covered, but
yeah.
I'm listening.
That's good
all I
deal.
Got tonight.
Good to have
Thank
you. Thanks.
You.
Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh and Jose is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hey, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
So far, so good.
Excellent.
Just go home.
Yeah. So what do you think?
For the person that lost, I mean,
okay.
The jewelry?
Yeah.
The, could it be Charlize Theron?
Nope.
Ah, okay.
Nice try, though. Uh-huh. I like that.
All right.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
All right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. Jeff is in Beloit. What do you think, Jeff? Jeff. Jeff was in Beloit. He stopped thinking. Well, that's all right. There's plenty of room for you. In fact, now there's complete room for you. So if you were getting busy signals all along, it is a wide open field. There'll be another bumper coming up, and the joke is on me because I'm not sure if I played it earlier. Yeah, like I say, this was on the fly. I didn't make the list up in advance. I should have, but I didn't realize with the time change how late it was getting. But if it's the theme, and maybe you're hearing it twice, I don't know. So otherwise, we have our Oscars question. And, you know, this is the first time we're asking it. So if it turns out no one guesses it tonight, we have it as a holdover for next week as a straggler. And then if it's not guessed, we reveal it at the end of the night. But it is the norm that stars appearing on the Oscars will wear borrowed jewelry. And the carat count this year was high, like it is every year. Not the highest, but nonetheless, all the big jewelry players, the Tiffany's and Louis Vuitton's, are happy to get their gems around these famous necks or wrists or ears or what have you. And they're insured for this, but, you know, they usually don't go missing. Well, occasionally, maybe one does. Well, I want to know, what star lost the most expensive piece of missing jewelry at the Oscars? Yeah, in other words, not the most expensive piece ever worn at the Oscars, but the most expensive piece that ever went missing. And yes, it was in the millions. Of course it was. Who was this? And it was found, ultimately. And yeah, maybe where it was found should be another question, but not. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
The bed I cried, have mercy.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It is a gift, also a favorite record, and it fits our theme, so who is it? 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. All right, so we have Thomas, a first-time caller. All right, from Chicago. Thomas, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I've had two guesses.
Right.
I said Marilyn Monroe, which is already... guess,
yeah.
But I'm trying to remember Mariska Hargitay's mother's name. Who?
Oh, Marilyn. Jane Mansfield. No, it's not Jane.
That was my guess.
Oh,
okay.
Got any others?
Said she's old school. Most of the ones that everybody already guessed.
Now, by the way, I haven't defined her as old school. So
okay.
I think a lot of people are concluding that, but I haven't put a time limit on this at all.
Okay. How about Kim Kardashian?
Nice, but not right.
Hmm. Because you're saying the location where she lost it. So you know what I'm thinking. Of.
Yeah, boy, I tell you. Yeah.
Who else? Oh, I don't know, Raleigh. I'm sorry.
Well, if you call back, you'll think of someone else, or either way. I'll hear from you again.
Try.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Nice to meet Thomas, though. All right, so Bruce is in Elwood. So, Bruce, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Raleigh.
Excellent.
I'm not doing bad. Getting a little bit better every day.
I love it.
Just sitting back, munching on popcorn, watching a movie of My World Blowing Itself Up.
Oh, okay. Very good.
That's kind of the joke around here. Us older folks are just like, we're just sitting back, munching on popcorn, watching it. Everything fall apart.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is. With alarming speed, don't you know? But they say it'll pick up as time goes on. It'll get faster and faster.
Well, good. I won't have to watch it, though.
Well, we hope.
Okay, I got a couple of guesses here.
Uh-huh.
Julia Roberts?
No.
Elton John?
No.
Cary Grant?
No.
Yeah, okay, I'm done.
All right, well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
Okay, thanks, Robert.
Thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll talk to Barb, and Barb is in Yorkville. We'll see what her latest round of guesses are. We'll talk to James on the south side. Of course he wants World War II trivia. And there's room for you, 888-876-5593, 8888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio.
I stopped off for a beer on my way home, and I saw this broken-hearted sweet thing crying all alone. My tender heart was deeply touched at the sight of a woman's tears, so I said, "Hi there," as I pulled up a chair and I ordered us a couple of beers. We must have drunk a gallon of brew. When I looked at my watch, it was 2:30, and I suddenly realized I hadn't even called my wife. What would happen to me when I got home? I nearly broke my neck getting to a phone. And here's what I told her in an effort to save my life.
Don't pay the ransom.
skate. Considering what I've been through, I'm in good shape. Well, my wrists and ankles are a little sore from the tape, but don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, that should be a gimme. I expect a winner. And if not, well, we will reveal the theme at the end of the hour, but you'll have to look online to see exactly what we played because I don't know. I should have written it down before the show, but hey, daylight savings time got me. All of a sudden I realized, oh my God, I'm on the air in like 10 minutes and I've done nothing. So not that that doesn't happen on a semi-regular basis, but nonetheless, I was able to managed to come up with a question then, which I didn't know. I actually kind of was on the fence about this question. I thought, well, it might be gotten right away or it might hang in there for a while. And it turns out that it's hanging in here for most of the show. And I've lost it again. Oh, man, now I've lost the question. I remember the question, but I want to ask it correctly. It's the Raleigh James Show. Who else would admit to that? All right, so it's the norm that stars appearing on the Oscars wear borrowed jewelry. And the jewelers, the Tiffany's of the world, the Harry Winston's, the Louis Vuitton's, are throwing stuff at them, to say the least, for the exposure. And usually all goes well and nothing's ever lost. Well, once in a while, something is. And so it was. The most expensive piece of lost jewelry was worn by who? All right. And like I say, later it was found. All right. But that's a story, too, which I'll be sharing. But if you don't get it tonight, it's going to be a straggler for next week. Sharon is a first-time caller, and she is in Antioch, Illinois. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Raleigh.
What do you think?
I have some guesses. Audrey Hepburn?
Nope.
Meryl Streep?
Nope.
Goldie Hawn?
Nope.
Clark Gable?
Nope. Keep going.
David Niven?
Nope. Give me one more.
Jessica Lange?
Nope. But call me back if you think of anything else.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, good to meet Sharon. All right. So, that's what I love about Monday night trivia. We meet new people. Barb is back with more guesses. All right, Barb. So, what do you think now?
Ann Sheridan.
What's next?
Mary Astor.
What's next?
Diane Cannon.
Next.
Miriam Hopkins.
Next.
Betty Davis.
Next.
Katharine Hepburn.
Call me back. Okay, bye.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Laura Dern. Did you say Laura Dern?
Nope. No, but you just didn't. That's okay. It's not her either. Okay, thanks.
Okay, honey, thank
all right,
you.
Good deal.
Bye-bye.
So, all right. So that's a baker's half dozen. That was seven, but that's fine. All right. Eventually, we're going to run out of people, right? I say that about so much. Robert in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey.
My guess is Elizabeth Taylor.
Nope. Any other guesses?
Oh, gosh. No, that was the best and the only.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And full open board of calls, which doesn't happen, often on Monday night trivia. But when it does, that's when I need you. So tomorrow night, Tuesday, March 12th, will be an hour delayed. It'll be on at 11 Central Time after the Blackhawks game. But that the rest of the week, it's a full show. So Wednesday and Thursday, full shows. But tomorrow, there's an hour delay. So so please make a note of it. And let's see, first day of spring, that's coming up a week from tomorrow at 10 o'clock Central. And the next full moon is coming up on March 25th at 2 a.m. Central. That would be the Worm Moon. Oh, how festive, don't you think? And we're getting to the shadow of Mercury retrograde, too, but we'll talk about that more as we get in there. So we had... Barb has called several times. Barb, I am so sorry. I wanted to find out about what happened with the eye doctor appointment Friday, because she was seeing Dr. Glasso, and she was going to have a shot of new medicine. So, Barb, you didn't mention anything, but hopefully that went very well. We have Jim in Richmond, Wisconsin, who's got a doctor's appointment Wednesday. He's a type 1 diabetic, and he filled us in on that. And Marianne's cataract surgery is coming up May 16th, so that's a couple months away. But Barb in Yorkville, I can't believe that I forgot about that. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Leah is in Marcus Hook. All right, thanks for calling back.
Oh, I want to guess on the trivia question, if that's okay.
I hope so.
I have six guesses.
Okay.
Some old ones and some new ones. Veronica Lake?
Nope.
Rita Hayworth?
Nope.
Jean Tierney?
Nope.
We'll go with Brooke Shields?
Nope.
Melanie Griffith?
Nope.
Charlize Theron?
Nope. That's six.
That's it.
All right.
Okay,
if you think of more, let me know. Thanks.
All right, bye.
So, let's see. Barb's calling back and she'll tell me about her eye stuff because I really wanted to know and I can't believe that I spaced that. But yes, I can. It's Carol who keeps me honest on this because I'd forget everything. So Barb, all right. So what happened with the eye shot?
Oh, works fine. I get those once a month.
Okay. All right.
And the lady that showed up came from a church that I called.
Uh-huh.
Real nice minister put me in touch with this lady because, see, I can't drive anymore. I'm blind in my right eye.
Right. Right. Well,
so,
good.
Anyways, she's going to help me every month.
That's great.
Yes. And I was sitting there in a catalog this afternoon. I found the perfect gift for her.
How nice. How nice.
Yeah. And I just wrote a thank you note to the minister because he sounded really friendly.
That's great.
I'm hoping there's somebody that lives in this town that can take me to the church there. They're 5 miles away.
Yeah. Yorkville.
They're in Plano.
Okay.
Well, Plano is a town west of Yorkville.
Okay.
So I'm hoping somebody from the church maybe lives here and wants to give me a ride to church on Sunday. I'll join a new church.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes, it would.
All right.
I'm very happy about it. That's why I called back.
Good. I'm delighted
to
hear it.
Thank you for remembering.
Absolutely.
Thank you
so glad it worked. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye. All right.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
That's great. Great news about Barb. And hopefully Stacy is on the mend as well. We'll find out tomorrow what her weekend had in store for her. It didn't sound like it was all good. Yesterday, by the way, speaking of the weekend, Ralph Emery would have turned 91 years old. Yeah, he died in 2022, 88. But, of course, he's married to Skeeter Davis. Others as well, and he was a WSM TV show host and also a WMAK radio host and more. But, yeah, I think Skeeter probably was the biggest part of his obit that I noticed. Bunny DeBarge turned 69 over the weekend. Yeah, co-wrote I Like It, one of my favorite DeBarge records. So that's the deal. And condolences to the DeBarge family are in honor of their mother. Gospel singer Edeline DeBarge passed away last month, February 16th, in Woodland Hills, 88 years old. So Bunny, by the way, was named after her mother, Edeline, but she chose Bunny and 69 on Sunday. All right, well, happy birthday to Bunny and condolences about Edeline. So 888-876-5593, the final bumper stumper, and come on, is this ever a gift? And also, maybe it'll lead you to the theme, well, or not, right, coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
That was your voice. I thought that was my car. Now we ain't ever met before, but I know who you are. You're living in my house, and I'm living in a tent. And don't laugh, this second job of mine is paying both our rents. You're out here buying Happy Meals, and I'm eating rice and pintos. Can you so much as crack a smile at me, man, when I come through this here window? Well, you took my wife, and you took my kids, and you took that life that I used to live. My pride, the pool, the boat, my tools, my dreams, the dog, the cat. Yeah, I think that's just about everything. Oh, I almost forgot.
you want fries for that. Your ketchup's in the bag, and her check is in the mail. I hope your chicken's raw inside, and I hope your bun is stale. I'm supposed to tell you, please come back, but how about this instead? I hope you both choke on a pickle. Man, that would tickle me to death. I don't know what you're waiting on. You're holding up the line. Oh, man, you ain't got no change coming back. Are you out of your mind? Will you turn
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so that's it for the Bumper Stumpers. And that was a big hit, so on Curb in 2005. And it always makes me smile every time I hear it. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right, so this question will be gone, for tonight anyway. It will become a straggler next week if you don't get it. And it's the norm that stars appearing on the Oscars, like you saw last night, wear borrowed jewelry. You don't think they own all that stuff, right? The carat count is high every year. This year, whether it's a Tiffany or a Louis Vuitton or, you name the celebrity jeweler, all the big players are happy to get their gems on famous necks. And, you know, I think some of these pieces have been over $20 million each. Well, in this case, we're talking about a $6 million piece with an 80-carat gem. It lost at the Oscars. Who lost it? That's what I want to know. And yes, it was later found. But who lost it? 888-876-5593. Now, let's see. Sherry in Naperville's got some guesses for us. So how's it going tonight, Sherry?
Okay. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. So what do you think?
Well, first I want to clarify. Originally, your question was broad. And then all of a sudden, because I'm running between rooms, somebody said something about old school.
No, and I said,
I was thinking of pet. And then you said it's got no time frame on it.
Right. I'm not saying when it was.
Okay. So the old school came from a caller.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So I'm giving up on a few names. But I somehow remember, and then you also asked when was this? But I somehow remember, like, after the year 2000, I thought I heard a story like that. But I don't know who it was.
Okay.
But at any rate, but don't take my word for it, listeners. At any rate, so one of my guesses was Julia Roberts?
Nope.
Okay. When I went to the bathroom with the fan on, and all you can hear is the fan and nothing else, and you can think, this name popped into my head. Renee Zellweger?
Nope.
All right. And then I thought maybe it's somebody who sings and dances around the stage. No, David. It wasn't her mother. David just said name. Wizard of Oz. Judy Garland.
Nope.
All right. And there's no delineation whether it's male or female, because apparently males wore stuff too, right?
Could be.
Yeah. All right. Salma Hayek?
Nope.
All right, that's four. I'm trying to think of who would have won. Oh, Cher.
Nope.
No.
One more, big finish.
You know, I know the class, something about Beyonce once, but that was in a different type of thing. And she knew the class was not secure, so she took it off.
Yeah.
Let's see. One more. Liza Minnelli.
Talk to you later.
Okay, love you.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Gary in Austin. What do you think, Gary?
Yes, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm all right.
Good to hear from you.
Oh, I never call. I hear my voice on the radio more than anything on earth.
Oh, well, just don't listen to the replay then. You know,
there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. But I am delighted you called. So what do you think?
Well, I was standing doing dishes, and I heard you mention it could be a performer. I thought, well, what singers it might have been on the program. I thought, well, the first one popped in my head was Prince.
Nice, but not right.
And the second was Celine Dion.
Nope.
Well, that was my two guesses.
They are wonderful guesses. Hey, they got you to the phone, so I love them both.
Okay, take care.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So, good to hear from Gary. All right, so 888-876-5593. And that's Gary as in Johnny and Gary, not Gary as in Fran and Gary. All right, but both in Austin. So we got two Garys in Austin, don't you know. Marge is in Milwaukee. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I hope I got one of them.
I hope so, too.
Okay, Yvonne DiCarlo?
Nope.
Sophia Loren?
Nope.
Meryl Streep?
Nope.
Raquel Welch?
Nope.
Jane Russell?
Nope.
Carol Lombard?
Nope. That's half a dozen. That's six of them. Call me back if you think of six more.
Could I guess on your song that you had, that bumper a little while ago?
Yes, absolutely. What'd you hear, you know?
It sounded like Bobby Bear.
I played no Bobby Bear.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, and I think I know which song Marge was referring to, but nope, not Barbie Bear. Now, Stephanie and Madison, let's see what she knows. She usually knows all the bumpers, so what'd you hear?
Oh, my God, the last one, I laughed my head off. Is that Tim McGraw?
Yes, it is.
I loved him. I loved Tim and Faith. Oh, yeah, I love them, love them, love them.
I just thought that was the best song. It's the lyrics that get me in that. I just love it.
Oh, I know. They're brilliant. They really are. They're absolutely brilliant. I love that song. I'll take a couple more guesses. Gina Lola Brigida?
Nope.
Okay. Did I say Gloria Swanson?
You might have, but it's not right.
It's not right. Okay. Somebody else said Sophia Loren. I give up. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, hold on and we will confirm that address. Good deal. Thanks, Stephanie. All right.
Gotcha.
So, yes, absolutely. We played Tim McGraw. Do you want fries with that? Yeah, good, good lyrics. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, Jackie's in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
What'd you hear?
I want to guess on that question.
Okay.
Would it be Liberace?
It would not, but that's a great guess.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay, good night.
All right, and that'll do it. So the question will be a holdover. Who would have thought? But it'll be a holdover. And the bumpers I will listen to right now. When I'm off the air, I'll put them on Raleigh.net. But the theme, all of them were about being done wrong by your mate. Yeah, and we'll review. But yeah, all of them. I tell you what, I figured you would have known that from the soliloquies, if nothing else. But yeah, Ronnie Dyson and Cecil Parker. Cecil Parker, by the way, was I Think I'll Tell Her. And so was Ronnie Dyson. Yeah, I Think I'll Tell Her. That's a great song. Yeah, you're singing about telling your wife you're leaving her for another woman. My, ain't you the man? All right, so Don Covey, of course, Mercy, Mercy. Your things are packed up under the bed. All right, I guess that would be a sign, wouldn't it? So all that and more. We thank Brett for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. Now, tomorrow will be an hour late, so attendance will be taken at 11 Central, and I hope you'll join me. More than that, I hope you'll call. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.